Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
For KER Politics, got a blockbuster show today. Jimmy's going to start out by explaining exactly what's in part of the news today. Jimmy, you're on, bud.
You bet. So today we'll talk about the IRS whistleblowers. These are the individuals that came forward to Congress to talk about the DOJ intervention into the Hunter Biden tax evasion questions. We'll talk about the Durham report. Durham testified under oath to the House this week with some absolutely damning information on the FBI and Department of Justice that goes along with what happens with the IRS whistleblowers. We're going to talk a little bit about the Titan implosion. That's the deep submersible that went down to the Titanic that was destroyed basically by, I think, incompetence. And how that is related to the other two issues with the diversionary effort from the media. And then we're also going to talk about RFK and his gains in the polls. But again, the same media that's attacking him. And I think all four of these issues for today are very important and very relevant to what's happening in America right now with censorship and the major corporations influencing people's ideas in politics right now.
And when you hear the first story that Jim's going to talk about, we have actually provided a link to the material where Jim got this information. Jimmy, go ahead, bud.
Yeah, so the first story is really on the IRS whistleblowers. And yesterday, the House Ways and Means Committee chairman, Representative Jason Smith, put on a press conference. And in that press conference, he released the transcripts from the two IRS whistleblowers that have come to Congress and explained how their investigation over Hunter Biden tax issues were derailed by the Department of Justice. The information that is detailed in these under oath statements absolutely undermines Merrick Garland's testimony before Congress that David Weiss, the attorney, the district attorney that had the authority in Delaware to investigate this, would have free rein to go forward with indictments. It shows, first and foremost, that the DOJ intervened on multiple occasions to not allow the prosecutor to file charges in California and Washington, D.C. It also talks about how the assistant U.S. attorney, Leslie Wolf, in Delaware, actually stopped subpoenas that would have provided information for warrants for investigating and actually searching Joe Biden's guest residence where Hunter Biden was staying, that would prove some of the accusations that they have. It also names a lot of names within the FBI and the Department of Justice that actually stifled the investigation in order to protect Hunter Biden over some very serious charges. And a lot of information is actually outlined in the congressional testimony by these whistleblowers. And of course, they're also claiming that they were harassed and actually demoted or pulled off the case as retribution for their actions trying to follow the law.
Jimmy, what I find to be interesting about that is very, very spectacular news. It's something that is almost unbelievable that it didn't hit the major press. Why, in your opinion, is that the case? And you do have a link to it, correct?
That's right. There is some press that's reporting it. The Federalist is definitely doing some detailed reporting on it. The Washington Examiner, the New York Sun, of course, Breitbart, and a lot of more conservative sites are actually reporting on it.
Right.
And it was given in a press conference. But the mainstream media outlets of ABC and CBS said nothing about it. If you go to the website for CNN, you will find very deep in the politics section a small mention of the issue. But basically, under the Trump administration, while he was president, if there was an accusation like this against anybody in his family, it would have been front page news and headline news for days, if not weeks. And we know this is the case because of the accusations that Donald Trump Jr. had met with a Russian, which turned out to be an attempt to, you know, basically take off the Magnitsky Act, which stopped, which basically changed the U.S. policy in Russia. And it was absolutely a fraudulent and maybe even a setup. But what we're seeing now is complete press and mainstream corporate media, as well as tech companies, trying to censor and silence the same information. And my guess is, Al, the reason why is because it looks so bad. The information that's provided in some of this testimony, it looks so bad, it would really undermine the credibility of the reporting agencies, the news media, because of the way they've covered up for Hunter Biden. But I think it really comes down to corporate influence in order to keep power and support this administration at all cost, in order to keep their influence over a submissive administration.
You know, Jim, if that's the case, and I'm not doubting your word, I'm just saying when that comes to fruition in the sense that it is proven, it's rather amazing that it was covered up this much. I really find it almost hard to believe, because I realize that Hunter Biden is a son of the President of the United States. But the fact of the matter is there is so much collateral information in terms of the Biden family getting paid off, et cetera, you really have to wonder why it's covered up very, very efficiently. And I have to wonder why, Jim.
Well, I think it is to protect interests. It's financial interests. It's to keep the control of the deep state inside Washington. And when I say deep state, I mean these long-term bureaucrats that actually survive off the funding from these big corporate donors that are very much influenced by globalist ideologies. And, you know, I mean, some of the information here, Al, is just absolutely damning. They provided actual text messages from Hunter Biden, and I'm going to read it and quote it. I'm sitting here with my father, and we would like to understand why the commitment made has not been fulfilled. Tell the director that I would like to resolve this now before it gets out of hand, and now means tonight. And Z, if I get the call or a text from anyone involved in this other than you, Zhang, or the chairman, I will make certain that between the man sitting next to me and every person he knows, and my ability to forever hold a grudge, that you will regret not following my direction. I'm sitting here waiting for the call with my father. So basically, he is using the power of his father, at this time was running for president, to intimidate and influence a business partner. And And apparently this is related to $100,000 that this individual, Henry Zhao, owed him. So this goes in conjunction with actual documented information of over $8 million in money received from China, Romania, and Ukraine, and that Hunter Biden did not pay taxes on, and there are direct links to him paying members of his family, including his father, Joe Biden. These are damning accusations, and absolutely the media is trying to run away from them and keep them from being on top of the headlines. Because if people see it, they will definitely change their opinion on this administration. We know that from the Hunter Biden laptop story,
right?
And the information since then.
Well, I'm going to be very anxious to follow that link as soon as I get it, Jim. I've got no doubt in what you're saying, because I know that you are a true blue American. You've proven that by your accents throughout the years, et cetera, et cetera. I've known you for a long time, and I have no reason to doubt you. You guys stick around. We're going to be right back.